Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Newscast. It's your favorite host of the most, Simon the Bomb. Back with the news. This is November 6th, 2020. It's election week. They're still counting the votes as I'm recording this. But yeah, I was going through the news and gathering news for today, and there was just not a lot of non-anime news, like games and movies news. You know, there was some here and there, but nothing too crazy or nothing super crazy than what I said last week. So we're just going to dive right into the anime news and take a break right at the beginning. I do want to say, though, that I don't know, like, obviously nobody knows when they're going to be done fucking counting. I know there's a lot of issues happening right now at voting places where they're counting the votes and stuff. But I just want to remind everyone that this election is stressful for a lot of people. And I just want to remind you guys, it's stressful for me personally. And I just want to remind you guys, like, for those of you who are stressed about it, you know, drink water, eat something, get up and do that thing that you were supposed to do yesterday. Take a break. Take lots of breaks. Rest if you need to. If you don't feel like doing anything today, then don't fucking do it. You know, if you have the day off and you can just lay around and play video games, relax, hang out on Discord with me, whatever you need to do, just do it. But don't forget to drink water and eat something. Take care of yourself, okay? Self-care is best care, okay? So anyway, yeah, there just wasn't a lot of non-anime news, okay? So we're just going to dive right into the anime news, okay? But first, we'll take our normal breakity break right about here. Hey everybody, Sam from Anime Summit here, and I'm here to talk to you about matcha tea from teapaz.com. This matcha is harvested from Uji, Japan, and is certified organic matcha. It's a healthy and organic stress reliever, cognitive boost. It's full of antioxidants and full of natural caffeine to wake you up in the morning. Go to teapaz.com and use anime at the checkout to get 20% off, or you can go to matcha.animesummit.net and it'll auto-apply the coupon for you. Matcha tea at teapaz.com. Boom, check that out for me, okay? And let's go through the anime news. I'm kind of scrolling and winging it as I go. Bungo Stray Dogs 1, which is like an offshoot of Bungo Stray Dogs. It's kind of like, do you remember like Attack on Titan Junior High or, you know, things like that? That's basically what this is, and it looks super cute. You know, once in a while we need these like chibi versions of anime, you know, just to kind of lighten everything up. It's really nice. Sega Sammy sells part of Sanrio shares, calls for employees' voluntary retirement. That's so weird. Like, voluntary retirement calls for employees' voluntary retirement. Just say you're laying them off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't make it, I don't know. That seems a little goofy when I read that. I read that headline. It said voluntary retirement. I was just like, they called, hey, Danny, I'm calling for your voluntary retirement. Like, that does, you know what I mean? Like, you see how that sounds? It sounds stupid. But anyway, yeah, dude, I just thought that was weird. I know Sega's selling a lot of stuff, and it's crazy. I hope Sega stays afloat, because I love Sega. Japan honors Gundam composer Shigeaki Segusa as a person of cultural merit. The Japanese government announced composer Shigeaki Segusa as one of 20 recipients of this year's Person of Cultural Merit honor on Wednesday. Segusa is perhaps best known for composing the music for Mobile Suit Gundam Char's Counterattack, Mobile Suit Gundam Zeta Gundam, Gundam Double Z, Amon Saga, Eyes of Mars, and Catnapped the Movie. Yeah, composer in television and anime. Very cool. So I always love that they recognize like their animators and people who work on anime, like, and manga. Like, they give them, like, the government, like, you know what I mean? Like, you'll never hear the American government being like, oh, Sam, nice podcast, here's a little award thingy. Like, you know what I mean? They'll never fucking do that. Yeah, fucking weird. Crunchyroll dropped the trailer for X Arm. I thought this anime looks really cool. I was hyping this up a couple months ago. I was excited about this one. Very excited about that. I think it is. I don't know if it's going to be a Crunchyroll. Oh, yeah, it is a Crunchyroll original. So, yeah, Crunchyroll original. It was a manga. It launched in Shueisha's Grand Jump magazine. in February 2015 as a remake of his earlier X Vita manga. And then it moved to Shonen Jump Plus website and app in December 2017 and ended in June 2019. So yeah, only a few years old. SD Gundam World Sangoku Soketsuden anime plays in Japan for first time next spring. The anime debuted in July 2019. This one was... I don't remember if this one was a continuation of like the original SD Gundam show, because that's the only one I've seen. There's the one that played on Toonami, you know? But it's been a while since I've seen one, and I kind of want to see it. Like, I love SD Gundam. I think it's really cool. Bottom tier character Tomozaki anime reveals January 8th debut and a new visual of the characters. Tomozaki is one of the best gamers in Japan, and in his opinion, the game of real life is one of the worst. No clear-cut rules for success, horribly balanced, and nothing makes sense. But then he meets a gamer who's just as good as him, and she offers to teach him a few exploits. Very cool. I kind of am excited for that. But yeah, it's called Bottom Tier Character Tomozaki. That might be kind of cool. That might be kind of cute. We also did get a new teaser for The Promised Neverland Season 2. I am hella excited for that. We're about to go hype on that for sure. Promised Neverland, I call it Butt Clencher the Anime, because that's exactly what it is. Butt Clencher the Anime. This is more of like a interest piece. I thought this was kind of cool. Rapper Open Mike releases an album, and he called it Anime Trauma and Divorce. But he references a bunch of anime in it. One song is called Head Ass Idiot Shinji. And another track is called I'm a Joestar Black Power Fantasy. And then he was talking in an interview to speaking to Funimation, and he said, I felt this undeniable connection between specifically the Black American ghetto, and I wish there was a better word for it. He said, there's something with marginalized people, people in high-pressure circumstances. There's something about shonen anime that really resonates in those communities. And that is kind of true, I think. Not, and I can't speak on that because I'm not a Black American. But, I mean, a lot of my Black friends especially definitely connect with like those shonen anime and stuff like that, and a lot of very, very prominent, you know, Black AniTubers are very into shonen, you know, so I think that's really cool. One of them who I know personally, Noxy, is, you know, but yeah, that's actually a really cool, like, it's really cool that he's kind of rapping about those communities, putting anime as like the forefront of that connection. I think that's really cool. The Vampire Dies in No Time comedy anime unveils cast. The gag manga centers on Drelk, a vampire who is feared as he is rumored to be invincible. The vampire hunter Ronaldo goes to Drelk's castle after hearing that Drelk has kidnapped a child. But when Ronaldo arrives at the castle, he finds that Drelk keeps dying over every small thing and turning to dust. Drelk's true nature is that of the weakest vampire of them all. That's pretty funny. Rookie manga creator Bonoki launched the manga in Weekly Shonen Champion in June 2015, and Akita Shoten published the 16th volume on Friday. So yeah, this is coming out in 2021 as an anime. PlayStation 5 to launch with no in-store sales. Okay, moving on. What the fuck, dude? I don't know, man. These console wars, I don't even give a shit anymore about it. Like, I just really don't. I just want to play my PC and my Switch. Like, that's all I really care about right now. But Capcom's network compromised by third party. Capcom announced on Wednesday that some of the company's group networks experienced issues that affected access to its systems, including email and file servers. Starting on November 2nd in the early morning, the issues were due to unauthorized access from a third party, and Capcom has halted some internal network operations. The company apologized to affected stakeholders and it stated that customer information was not breached. Capcom added that the incident also has not affected its online game connections or website access. Capcom is consulting with the police and other authorities to investigate and restore its systems. Yikes. You hate to see it, dude. That's fucking crazy. Yojo Shacho comedy anime reveals additional cast and visual. Yeah, this looks like a kind of a cutesy. It almost looks like kind of the same people who did Pop Team Epic. Pop Team and Epic, 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 Boo. The social commentary gag comedy centers around Najimo Mujina, the president of Mujina Company, who is neither an adult nor a genius, but an aggressively average 5-year-old girl. All the familiar trappings of adulthood, like matchmaking parties, contracts, and socializing while golfing, are new experiences to her. The story follows Najimu as she navigates modern life with her capable but too indulgent secretary, her office worker of unknown nationality, and her employee who plays the comedy straight man role to her antics. Yeah, okay. It kind of looks like Pop Team Epic, which is kind of funny. But yeah, dude. Kyoto Animation wins Women Animation Diversity Award. That's pretty cool. Women in Animation, WIA, honored Kyoto Animation with the 2020 WIA Diversity Award for Corporate Achievement at its fourth annual WIA Diversity Awards on October 28th. The awards are part of the Spark Animation 2020 event, which runs virtually from October 29th to the 8th of November. The WIA Board of Directors honored Kyo Annie for creating an inclusive studio based on a gender-balanced workplace. Very cool. And, you know, you always hear things about Kyo Annie being super cool, having a nice work environment. So that's really good to hear. We finally got a new trailer for Season 2 of Beastars. Holy fook. And there's a big snake face Johnson. That's all you gotta know. Snake face Johnson, dude. I don't even fucking know, man. It looks crazy. I'm excited. I'm excited for that. Kento on Koku Den Sess. Kento Shito Den Sess manga get TV anime in April. A Fuji TV anime line of press conference 2020 livestream event on Thursday revealed that Shizuyu Wazarai's Kento Ankaku Den Sess and Kento Shito Den Sess manga will get a television anime adaptation to premiere on Fuji TV's Ultra programming block. The anime will be titled Sess the Roman Fighter. But yeah, it's like it takes place like in the old Roman Empire. And follow Sess, a boy who is enslaved and placed in a training school for boxers to fight in the Colosseum. It's going to be a CG anime. I hope we don't start going too much in this direction, but it doesn't look terrible, I guess. I don't know, man. We'll see. But I heard the manga was cool. I didn't hear about the manga till today when I read that earlier, so that's pretty cool. Wit Studio animates Osama ranking fantasy comedy for October TV premiere on Neudemann A. I have no idea what that is, and I don't know why I read it just now, but it looks super cool. Wow. The web manga centers around Boiji, a deaf, powerless prince who cannot even wield a children's sword. As the firstborn son, he strives hard and dreams of becoming the world's greatest king. However, people mutter about him behind his back as a good-for-nothing prince, and in no way he can be king. Boiji is able to make his first ever friend, Kage, a literal shadow on the ground who somehow understands Boiji well. Kage is a survivor of the Kage assassin clan that was all but wiped out, no longer a killer. Kage now makes his ends meet by stealing. The story follows Boiji's coming of age as he meets various people in his life, starting with his fateful encounter with Kage. Huh. Kind of excited for that. We'll see how that goes. Back Arrow TV anime reveals half-year run, January 2021 premiere, more staff. I have no idea what this is, but what I'm seeing is people in cool battle suits, something or other, looking fucking awesome. The official website for the Back Arrow television anime revealed on Thursday that the anime will premiere in January 2021 and will run for 2 cores. This site also revealed new visual, new designs, and more staff members. The site also showed the anime's Bright Height, the mecha that titular protagonist Back Arrow can manifest from his strength of conviction. Hidetaka Tenjin designed the Bry Height from the top to bottom. He is also the mecha designer for Hellsing Ultimate, Garo the Animation, Aquarion, Macross Frontier, and Macross Zero as well. So these are very fucking cool looking. As previously announced, director Goro Taniguchi, Code Geass, and writer Kazuki Nakashima, Promare, Gurren Lagann, and Kill la Kill, are collaborating with Aniplex on the project. Studio Voln is animating the series. Nakashima is not only credited for the series composition, but he's also writing the scripts for every episode himself. So that is very cool. Studio Voln, if you don't know, they did Chihernoferner 3. That's Chihaya Fuhrer 3, sorry. I know I always call it Chihernoferner. Sword Art Online, Alicization, War of the Underworld. They did the key animation, second key animation, Ushio and Tora. And they did the in-between animation for Bang Dream. And I Want to Eat Your Pancreas movie. They did the anime production, in-between animation, and key animation. So that is Studio Voln for you. So could be really cool. We'll see. These character designs, though, are just super colorful, super out there, super flashy. I love it. Of course, you have all the colors, different colors. You have a mech that's fucking blue and white. We have a pink and peach and yellow and a turquoise and gold, a big beefy red and white and gold mech with a glaive, like a staff with a glaive, a blade end on it. Very cool. That looks super dope. I'm excited for that. I'm hyped for that, dude. That's gonna be cool. That's gonna be dope. That's gonna be dope. Other Side Picnic, Sci-Fi Yuri anime cast Serena Hadaka and Miyu Tomita. This is an anime, I believe, coming out in next year. I think May or spring or whatever. Her first encounter with Toriko Nishino was on the other side after seeing that thing, quote-unquote, and nearly dying. Ever since that day, exhausted university student Soto Kamikoshi's life changed. In this other world full of mystery which exists alongside her own, dangerous beings like the Kune Kune and Hashakusama that are spoken of in real ghost stories appear. For research, for profit, and to find an important person, Toriko and Saro set foot into the abnormal. A tale of two girls, bizarre exploration, and survival brought to you by an up-and-coming sci-fi author. Hell yeah. Aita Mizuno's manga adaptation of the novel series launched. This was a light novel series. Launched in February 2018 in Square Enix's Shonen Gangan. And Square Enix published the manga's fourth completed book and volume March 12th. This past March 12th. I'm excited for that one too, because we didn't know much about it back then. But I'm excited for that. So it's going to be hype. I like that. I mean, Yuri and Abnormal. The one blonde girl has a huge gun. That's going to be cool. So guns, paranormal, Yuri. Lesbians. I'm into it. Aniplex announced on Thursday that it is producing an original anime film titled Hula Fula Dance that will open in Japan in early summer 2021. The anime, which is set in the Miyagi Prefecture, joins Bakuten and Masaki no Maioiga as part of the larger initiative to promote Fukushima. So this is a movie that's going to promote that part of town. The film's story centers on Hiwa Natsunagi, a novice at hula dancing, who nevertheless takes a job as a hula dancer at the real-life spa resort Hawaiian's Hotel. The film shows the relationships between her and her colleagues. The same hotel in Iwaki City, Fukushima, was also the setting for the popular 2006 film Hula Girls, and Iwaki is also the setting for Gaina's Huling Babies anime, also centered on hula dancing. So yeah, speaking of Masaki no Maioiga, This is another film that's taking place, that's coming out around that time to promote Fukushima. The story centers around a traditional Japanese house named Maioiga, named after the Japanese folklore concept of an abandoned yet well-kept home, from where one can see the sea and feel the touch warmth of nostalgia. Here, a 17-year-old girl who is trying to find her place in the world begins a new life with people completely unrelated to her. Yeah, that kind of reminds me of Barakamon, the one with the calligrapher that we just watched, that we reviewed it. I mean, I'm excited for that. And it just looks really nice. It looks really beautiful. The visual looks super nice. Super, super, super duper nice. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all I got. So I'm kind of scrolling down and I'm looking, it's going into some of the things that I was talking about last week. So, but yeah, there's also the new Prince of Tennis anime coming out, and it's literally just called The New Prince of Tennis. Which I forgot to mention last week. I should have mentioned that last week. But yeah, the art style doesn't look like the original, like, stuff, though. I mean, I don't know. Like, I've never seen Prince of Tennis, so if you've seen it, let me know. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Very simple, very quick episode. Very, very cool. I'm excited for all this new anime coming out. And I'll tell you what, looking at these anime film articles, I'm like, wow. I am behind on a lot of anime films. Like, I am so behind on so many of them. I just realized. But anyway, thank you for listening every week. If you'd like to become a patron, go to patreon.com/animesummit, links.animesummit.net with all the pertinent links. I have a new solo cast coming out on the Patreon page and a new vlog coming out very soon, probably within the next couple days or week or so, coming out on the Patreon page. And that's like, I'm not uploading those anywhere else. Like, solo casts and vlogs that I upload on the Patreon, they're not going anywhere else for anybody else ever at any point in time, ever. It's literally just for patrons. So it's not like I give it to you guys first and then release it, like, to everyone else. No, it literally is just for patrons, just for you guys. So I appreciate all the support. Thank you so much. Remember, I know it's very stressful right now. By the time you're listening to this, they're probably still counting. Everything is really stressful right now. So make sure to take care of yourself, drink water, eat something, relax, rest, do all the stuff. Okay? Love you so much. Thank you for listening every week. I've been Sam, and this has been the Anime Summit Newscast.